salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor for public comment. Yes, John.
Yeah, maybe David can answer this question. Are we responsible for our sidewalks?
Yes.
All right. Now, I know there's been mention about that water shut off or valve sticking up by the town hall a month ago or 2 months ago.
Yeah, we got a cone over it.
And if the cone isn't there and somebody gets hurt, is the village responsible for it? Some kid drips, breaks his arm or something?
Well, if the cones, if somebody takes the cone off, I don't know. I mean, we're doing what we can do. We'll get to it.
For 5 minutes, a cold patch around it, it can make it safe.
It's on the list. That's all I can tell you. We'll get to it.
I mean, I'd hate to see another lawsuit, you know.
Understand.
5 minutes of work.
Well,
5 minutes of lawn cuts might not be as important.
I'll call Jay tomorrow and make sure he's up with it.
And one other thing. If we have any police surveillance during the day when the kids are out of school, like they are most of the
time. We only have 80 hours a week, and they're scheduled on a rotating basis at different hours.
Because I don't see nobody during the day.
Yeah, when there's only 80 hours a week, you're not going to see people a lot of the time.
On the kid being out of school.
Yep.
And being a safety factor, slowing the car down.
Okay, we'll take that into consideration. I'm sure Guy will take it into consideration. But thanks for that comment. We'll look at it. All set? Joanne?
Could you tell me where we are with the sidewalk? And does anybody know which sidewalks are going to be done?
Well, as of right now, there are no sidewalks scheduled to be done. And Mr. Ayer has gone to Colorado for the summer. He'll be back in September. So there will probably be no work on that done until he returns. Before he left, he bid out doing some street patching. Randy's going to handle those projects on his behalf while he's gone. And, you know, that's where it is. Go ahead.
Do you have any rules on how many meetings people can miss?
No.
During a year?
No.
No,
there are actually, I don't think you can limit people. You can do that. I mean, they're publicly elected, so whether they show up for their meetings or not, you know, they're not removable. They can only be removed for certain things, and not showing up to meetings is not one of them.
And that's village rule.
No, that's state law, I would think.
Public officers law?
Yeah. Well, I was on the board for 12 years, and we had a rule that if you missed 3 meetings in a row, you could be taken off.
Is there a resolution?
I was an elected representative.
Is there a resolution that the
board can pass? Yeah.
So, I just wonder.
We can't remove him, you know, so it is what it is. We just pick up the slack when those guys aren't there. That's all. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but when one of the board members, you know, goes on vacation or takes off for extended periods of time, we just pick up the slack. I mean, that's all we can do.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Jay?
The plan is to saw cut over by the valve box. The whole patch is down. Saw cut it, clean it out to the edge of the road, and put hot patch in.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's the plan.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, so it's on the list.
Terry.
Anything else? Terry?
Yeah, I was just wondering, I hear different things. Could you give us an update on the chickens on Elm Street problem?
Here's the update. We just got sued.
Okay.
So it's in the court's hands. You know, so the village has attempted to enforce the ordinances. It's now in the court's jurisdiction, which is totally separate from our jurisdiction. So now we have to let it run its course there.
Do we have a court date in the other court?
The last I heard was April 24th, right? April 24th? I think it was April 24th. I'm sorry.
I haven't gotten any notice.
July 24th.
It got transferred over to East Greenbush.
Yeah, it's going to be heard in East Greenbush.
But I just got served with this, which is a proceeding in Supreme Court. And I haven't even had a chance to read it yet, but basically seeking to apparently have just skinning.
Yeah, well, it's you know, they want everything dismissed, so, you know, normal stuff. But there's a court date. It'll probably be pushed back because of this action. You know, it's not going to be a quick fix, but it's now in court land. So however long that takes, that's what it takes. We'll continue to pursue it.
I hear different things, and obviously I'm aware of some because I work here, but mm-hmm. I wanted the official word.
Well, the official word I heard was, before we got this, was that they were scheduled to appear or to be heard in East Greenbush on July 24th.
Thank you.
And now that this is here, that may change.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay, motion to approve the minutes of the June meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions on the minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. I'm going to hold the May minutes again until the end of the meeting. I have some transfers that should settle those things out. Did you put those in here? No, you didn't.
I have them.
You have a list, so I can... All right, just as long as I get it by the end of the meeting so we can read them. So the June report is before you. Motion to approve the June report. Treasurer's report, yes. June Treasurer's report.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any questions on the Treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Correspondence. Did you get the email from the synagogue? I just came today. Yeah, go ahead.
Read it. I don't need it.
You can read it. I don't have a copy. I didn't bring a copy.
This is an email that the board members received today from the Nassau Synagogue. It says a word of thanks. I'm writing on behalf of the officers and board of trustees of the Nassau Synagogue and Jewish Community Center. We were hoping to send a representative to open comments portion of the village meeting this evening, but were unable to due to last-minute scheduling conflicts. We want to thank you for the increased attention to our building, 12 Albany Avenue, by your police officers since the racist attack on the family this past May in nearby Skodak. The bomb threats and evacuations at Albany Jewish Community Center earlier this year have been disturbing and frightening. We have noticed their presence and are appreciative of their efforts to keep us safe. These are challenging times for those of us who have been targets of hatred and bigotry over the years. Your attention to our safety is greatly appreciated. And signed, Barbara Neiman, office and board member.
Okay, reports of superintendents, our commissioners, highway department.
Highway department, they beat the busy patching potholes, they mowed grass, checked and cleaned the drainage. Our weed whacker that we had... seen better days, so we had to purchase, unfortunately, the weed whacker. We trimmed brush in the alleyway. Cleanup day, they were cleanup day, and continued maintenance on equipment of the village to make sure that its oils are changed and everything is up to snuff on everything. Bulletin board in the village hall was installed, and we delivered some trash cans to residents.
Okay, water department.
Water turn on 32 and 30 Church Street. We had a leak that we're trying to detect through the village, and finally, after some diligent work by Jay and Pete. And
so, those who do not, thank you for attending tonight. It was a pleasure to have you all here.
Second.
Second by Randy. All those in favor?
No.
Okay, let's go. Proposed to transfer $275 from 1210.4 Mayor CE to 1010.4 Board CE, or from to the Mayor from the Board. $275 to 1210.4 Mayor CE from 1010.4.
What was that money for?
Buildings Board. It was for registrations for conferences.
Can you do them all or just single?
We can do them all. Transfer $37 to 3620.1 Safety Inspections Personal Services from 3620.4 Safety Inspections Contractual. Transfer $1,475.25 to 5110.1 General Repairs Personal Services and $1,327.79 to 5110.4 General Repairs Contractual, and taking that from 5110.2 General Repairs Equipment. Transfer $594.99 to 7989.4 Beautification Committee from 7550.4 Celebrations. That's my resolution. Second by Randy. I made it. I made it. Randy seconded it. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? At this point, I'd like to approve the May Treasurer's Report as amended. Second by Randy. Any questions on the May Treasurer's Report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Transfer $21 in the water fund, in the water fund, transfer $21.61 from 8310.4 to 8310.1 Administration Personal Services. And Transfer $21.61 from 81. Yeah, I put it in twice. Okay. From 8310.4 to 8310.1 Administration Personal Services. Transfer 5319 to 9720.6 Installment Bond Principal from 9720.7 Installment Bond Interest. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Audit bills number 19 through 52, the amount of $20,566.42 in the general fund and $58.18.19 in the water fund. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the bills? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Motion by Randy to adjourn.
Second.
Second by Guy. We're adjourned.